Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In John chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, it says this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen." Jesus cares about his disciples. He cares deeply for his own. He cares deeply that his own see him and trust him to be who he says he is. And at this point in John chapter 13, he wants his disciples to know that not everyone who proclaims to follow Jesus is a true follower, but that does not diminish his authority or his place. Jesus is letting his disciples know all of this before the great betrayal happens so that their faith would not be crushed, but rather strengthened. And we need the same encouragement as well. We need the same word, because how many of us have seen people proclaim Jesus and maybe spend a good amount of time in church around other believers, even emerge as leaders in the church, and then walk away, completely changing their lifestyle, their tune, or simply no longer engaging in the church or the things of the Lord? What are we to think, and how are we to respond? Well, first, we simply need to know that it will happen. Seeds will be spread and planted, sprouts will pop up, and then weeds will choke them out. The cares of this world will draw them away. The persecutions that are in front of them will reveal the non-existence of redeeming faith. This will happen. It will happen to perhaps people sitting on your very row at the church you attend. Not everyone that's talking about heaven is going there. Jesus does not claim as his own all that proclaim him for just a short time. But we must not say this either. See, there goes another one. Another one walked away. Does Christ have any real power? Is following him truly worth it? Is Jesus really who he claims to be? That's the temptation, but the reality is that the person who walks away, who turns their back on Christ, never had Christ to begin with, and Christ never had them. Just because you put yourself in a garage doesn't make you a car, and just because you hang around godly things and people doesn't make you a Christian. So listen, it's easy to wear the uniform, to use the luggage, even to carry the gear for a little while, but you must be born again. So what is of utmost importance is Jesus' declaration about you, not what the crowds say about you. You can fool the crowds, you can even fool the church, but you will not fool Jesus. He knows what is in a man. He knows your motivations, your desires. He knows whether or not you have a new heart if you have the Spirit of the living God living within you. If you're a believer and you pray today, please pray for Gavin Roberts and his family, our missionaries in Utah. And also remember the English LifeWord broadcast in Canada and the United States.